VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. India says it has carried out pre-dawn airstrikes in Pakistan on a camp of the Islamist militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed. The group had claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that killed 40 paramilitary troops in Indian Kashmir nearly 2 weeks ago. The airstrikes, which India says killed many militants, will escalate military tensions between the nuclear-armed rivals. Pakistan claims the strikes caused no damage or casualties. In Pakistan, the Prime Minister Imran Khan called an emergency meeting of his National Security Committee on Tuesday, after which the office released a statement that said, once again, the Indian government has resorted to a self-serving, reckless, and fictitious claim. President Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. There are hopes for a deal that would lead to the North giving up its nuclear weapons. The lack of a major breakthrough for a second time could have negative political ramifications for Trump. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a measure on Tuesday to revoke President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall without congressional authorization along the country's southern border with Mexico. Democrats have a majority in the House. They introduced the bill after Trump's February 15th declaration, arguing that his actions went against the constitutional separation of powers that gives Congress control over how federal money is spent. Democratic control of the House means the bill is sure to pass. The measure would then go to the Republican-controlled Senate, which would have 18 days to consider it, but the outcome there is uncertain. This is VOA News. The longtime personal attorney for President Trump, Michael Cohen, went before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday for the first of 3 days of congressional testimony. The committee's chairman, Richard Burr, said there would be no question that is off limits, although the answers that Cohen gave were private because of the closed-door nature of the session. The same will be true Thursday, when Cohen testifies before the House Intelligence Committee. Wednesday's session will be different, however, with Cohen's appearance before the House Oversight Committee open to the public. Nigeria's primary opposition party called on the country's Election Commission Tuesday to stop releasing preliminary election results until information on citizens who cast ballots is disclosed to all parties in the race. The People's Democratic Party said the demand was made because data from voter card reading machines had been altered. A spokesman for President Muhammadu Buhari said unofficial results show he has defeated his main rival, the former vice president and businessman Atiku Abubakar. The United Nations says in the last 3 days about 9,000 people have evacuated the final piece of land in Syria that is still held by the Islamic State terror group. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Syria said of those fleeing the Syrian village of Baghouz, 99% are women and children. It says 6,000 civilians have been brought to a nearby camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Venezuela's president has accused the United States of trying to create a crisis with the intent of starting a war in the region. Nicolas Maduro, in an interview with ABC News in the presidential palace in Caracas, said they are trying to fabricate a crisis to justify political escalation and a military intervention in Venezuela to bring war to South America. And Amnesty International said Tuesday that the world community's, quote, chilling complacency toward wide-scale human rights violations in the Middle East and North Africa emboldened governments to commit appalling violations last year. The group's annual survey of the human rights situation in the region was released in Beirut. It said ongoing crackdowns on dissent and civil society, quote, intensified significantly in Egypt, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.